Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is coming up, and that's what we're going to focus in this morning. Josh Hardy is our focus, and his mom, Amy Hardy, is here. Amy, it's so good to have you back in here to do a show and talk about Josh this morning.
Well, thank you, Ted. It's great to be here. Thank you for letting me come on and talk about our event.
It is. I went for the first time, and you for years have been saying, you got to come. And it is a great event. It's this year on the 19th.
Yep, it's the 19th at Strange Ways Brewing, and it's from 6 to 9. You need to have a superhero costume of some sort. It can be just a superhero t-shirt or a cape, or, you know, if you're a nurse or a fireman or a police officer, you can wear a uniform, but any kind of hero, we'd like to see you dress up. And it's really fun when we see people go all out. I have a good friend that dresses like He-Man, and it is like the funniest costume, and I love it.
Yes, I got in with just a cape. I had the bare minimum, but yes, I got in. But everybody does, and it was just the most, all ages are there.
Yep, it's kid-friendly, adult-friendly, there's crafts for the kids. We do the cakewalk, which is a huge hit, and then, you know, you're at a brewery, so it is adult-friendly. We had pizza, DJ, a little bit of dancing. It was just fun.
I hadn't seen a cakewalk in probably 30 years.
And that was some cakewalk.
It
went on and on.
On and on.
Yeah, it was funny. I do an all call for cakes the week before, and I never know how many cakes are going to show up. And so we had about 60 cakes last year, and I was telling DJ, come on, quicker.
Yeah, at first it started, because it went on for a long time. But the great thing that I found about the superhero celebration was how your boys were so involved. Mm-hmm. They dressed up. They had such a good time. They and a bunch of their friends with the cakewalk and other things. And mm-hmm. just how, because you get to a certain age sometimes, and you just don't want to, you know. Oh, this is.
Well, I think I said that last year. You know, he'd be a senior this year and a JM, and you know, having a costume party. I'm like, what do you, you know, think I was being silly? But the boys do really get into it. And yeah. I have to make sure that I pick the perfect day. First look at the UVA calendar that there's no home games. And then, you know, just organize. Also got to make sure it's not homecoming for JM. So
yeah.
So there's a little couple details. And this year, it happened to be October 19th, which was the perfect day. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
So it was, and last year, the place was packed, and everybody, and it was raining. It was really a raining night, but didn't affect anybody.
That was the great thing about Strange Ways. It's a big, big venue, and it, you know, who cares that it was raining? We had plenty of space inside, and it really turned out nicely. I think people came because it had been raining all day, and they were stuck inside, and it was a good thing to go do.
So it is October 19th at Strange Ways. Mm-hmm. Strange Ways is over, I'm trying to think how to describe.
It's on Lansdowne Road.
Lansdowne, yes.
Yeah. So just like you turn, or like the Bowman Center's right there, and then across the way you turn, and turn Lansdowne.
So many people just did have a good time. The other thing that struck me is I think a lot of these, especially some of the kids would never have known Josh, but that didn't matter. It was for you all, and it was to help raise money.
Well, the nice thing about it. You know, we do it to help the Fairy Godmother Project, you know, who provides support for pediatric families that are going through, in treatment, you know, during survivorship, and then, of course, bereavement. But they provide a lot of very useful services. They're really those extra hands. And so, of course, to be able to provide those services, you got to have a budget, and a budget needs funding. And so, you know, I'm just glad that we can do that. And I do it in the name of Josh so that it just gives me the opportunity to make sure people still remember him, you know, get a chance to know him. And it's neat because this year, a lot of the I always go to JM to get volunteers, and a lot of them were his classmates.
So, really?
Yeah, yeah. Some of them were, you know, they were in first grade together, yeah. Or preschool together, and it's really kind of full circle.
Oh, totally. And the stories, do they remember a lot?
Some do. There's one particular guy on the football team, like, he always hugged me every time he would see me, and it's just, I don't know exactly how much he remembers of Josh, but he remembers that I was Josh's mom, and he just, he's so kind and so sweet, and it warms my soul every time I see him. And it's neat because now Jude and him are playing football together.
The fact that you said that Josh would have been a senior this year, mm-hmm. is just floors me.
Yeah, well, and it did kind of snuck up on me on the first day of school. I was like, oh my gosh, he'd be a senior today. Like, yeah, it really, I don't know, it was a little bit of an emotion that day, like, you know, and you see, you know, his friends and all they're doing and preparing for college and, you know, whatever trades they're going to do. And it's, you know, it just makes you wonder what he'd be up to.
Well, we know he'd be going to UVA.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody in your family has. And so I think he would have.
Well, he definitely would have tried. He would have. It's been pretty neat. I almost feel like he's had like a special little extra UVA love that's helped the kids get there.
No, it definitely has. So, again, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, everybody's invited. It's on October 19th at Strange Ways. It starts at what time?
Six to nine.
Okay, 6 to 9. And it really is. It's all ages will have a good time, because there was the area where the adults were doing their things. There were so many of those tables where there were like crafts and things. Families were there, and just everybody had a good time.
Yes, they did. They did.
And it's the one place around here where you can do a cakewalk. If you want to go back in time and take a cake home.
Yeah. So that was a fundraiser for this little community that we would go to in the Northern Neck. And the one day we were there with the festivities, and Josh kept bringing cakes to me. And I'm like, where are you getting these from? And someone just kept feeding him dollars. He won 7 cakes that day. And he was just in hog heaven. And when, you know, I was putting this gathering together, I was like, what speaks Josh? So superheroes, cakes, he loved crafts. It just embodies what all his favorite things.
Wow. The stories you've told of me, yes, I could see him bringing you, because he was competitive, and this was, he won the cakes.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was a lot.
Did you take them all home?
I think we did give some away, but I think we ended up having 4 in the house at one time, which I don't have the ability to not eat sugar. It's just an awful, awful thing.
I know. Amy Hardy's here this morning, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. Our focus, when we come back, we'll talk about who Josh Hardy was, and we'll tell that story too with Amy Hardy here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy in this morning. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is our focus, October the 19th at Strange Ways. So, if somebody does want to donate a cake, have you put out any calls yet for cakes?
Well, I did put a Facebook post up this week, which I haven't heard any. Well, that's not true. I did have a few people, but they didn't post the traditional in the comments or in the my Facebook Messenger. But, if you are planning on coming to the event, and you could bring a cake with you. Yeah.
Bring a cake.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, a good way to do it.
I mean, that's usually what people do. Yeah. They'll let me know that they're bringing, but then has one lady, she always brings like 10, and I'm really grateful for her.
It keeps the cakewalk going for quite a while.
Yeah.
I can't believe, again, the thought that we all knew Josh because of through the whole going through the process and you fighting for certain drugs for him. But talk about Josh and when you started noticing things, what he was like.
Well, so he was diagnosed as an infant, and to some degree that might be a little bit easier because he didn't know what he was going through was terrifying.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about it or, you know, he's an infant. We're just doing everything. And we just watched him. We learned, like, this calm strength that you can have when you – he didn't know to be afraid. And we're like, well, you know, if you don't think about being afraid, then – you don't know, it can improve your quality of life, honestly. Right. Like, we learned a lot from him with that. He did have a strength. And then, so at 9 months old, he was diagnosed with a really rare form of cancer called malignant rhabdoid tumor. And very intense chemo and surgery and radiation. And it, you know, we learned a lot about community and... just the ins and outs of having to go through treatment. And we did. We learned a strength that none of us thought we had. And we were good for a while. It came back when he was about two. And then he ended up going through treatment with that particular type of cancer three times. And then we went to St. Jude and did a clinical trial. And a miracle upon miracle, that cancer went away. He was very good, and we had a great quality of life. He got to be a normal, funny kid, and he loved being funny. If he could think of a way to make you laugh, it could be a dry wit, or it could be, I don't know, just... I just thought of something the other day. I was I would say something, the kids would ask me for something, and I would say no, and they were like, why? And I would just respond, because I'm the meanest mom in the world. And Josh's response one time was, well, you're not the meanest, but you're definitely in the top 100. So, I mean, he just, his mind and his wit, and he was just so funny. And I miss that. And it's just sad. Those little moments come back, but there's no new ones. And so that's always like a sad part of about, you know, having a loss like this. And I think that's why I try so hard to do so much for the organizations that helped us, because mm-hmm. it gives me that opportunity to say his name to other people and just be, and they can be touched in whatever way by his personality, by the generosity he inspires. Just, he's, you know, it was good.
Did you see Josh in parts of Josh and in your other boys?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of all of them. Well, they all, like, they're all completely individual. Like, sometimes you wonder how they could even come from the same parents.
Yeah.
But there is just a little bit of each other in all of them. But, yeah, his sense of humor, I think that's what, when everybody starts talking memories, they always comes with a story that made us laugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There's so many stories. My favorite story of all, and I've told you that the favorite story you've always told is when he was collecting money at school.
Yeah, for St. Jude, he was doing the math-a-thon, and his brothers, when they were at UMercer, had done really well. They had, you know, raised around $5,000, and he was lamenting one day in the cafeteria to this teacher who wasn't even his teacher. She was just happened to be on lunch duty. And he goes, I don't even have anybody else to ask. I'm never going to get that high. And she reaches in her pocket and she's about to hand a first grader a $20 bill in the cafeteria, which I kind of thought, what's the likelihood of that making it where it's supposed to
happen? Yes.
And he looked at it and he looked up at her and was like, no, Mrs. Mann, you can do better than that. And she was like, so she called me like the night before everything was due, and she told me the story, and she says, make sure you tell Josh that I'm bringing him an envelope to his classroom, and I did do better.
That is just so hilarious. I mean, that just shows.
Yeah, and he did. He wasn't afraid to say anything. And I think the fact that, you know, he was thrown into, like, you know, he was around doctors and nurses. Like, he became mature really fast.
Yeah.
And he wasn't scared to talk to anybody. He wasn't scared to say anything to anybody. And it was a good quality. I mean, he just spoke his mind and made us laugh.
It is. I that is the one thing, I think, with all kids. Because when my son was being treated for leukemia, it was the same thing. He could talk to people where his brother and sisters couldn't.
Yeah, well, and I see that with his brothers. You know, asked what a commonality that they have from Josh, but particularly Jude. Like, it just amazes me. He will talk to anybody about anything. And mm-hmm. it's just, and I, he, you know, he was always with us because he was, when we started going to St. Jude, he was 6 weeks old. So he grew up in that environment yeah. too. And he was around a lot of adults and they, you know, worked to make him comfortable. And then they just gave him a confidence to talk to anybody about anything.
Boy, the going back and forth and having to be separated at St. Jude had to be difficult.
It was. And I give a lot of thanks to our family, particularly my mom and dad, because they had moved to Fredericksburg. And, you know, they helped keep a normal life for whoever was staying at home. We got to the point we would rotate each brother when we would go on a trip. It would, you know, Jude got to go for so long because he was an infant. But then when he had to have his own plane seat, we started rotating the boys in.
Yeah.
Which was good because they got to experience a lot of the things that, you know, Josh got to experience. And it was good. There was one time we were there and it was winter and the boys had these stocking caps they'd pull down over their heads, which is what, you know, when you lose your hair from treatment, you wear a stocking cap all yeah. the time. And Josh happened to have his hair at the time and did not have a hat on. And Joe had a hat on and it was pulled down. And they came in and they thought Joe was the patient. And Josh just rolled. He's like, ah, that's the patient. That's the patient. Stick him, stick him, stick him. Get his blood. Get his blood.
to be able to have those memories, those kind that. That's a gift to be able to have some of those fun memories.
Well, and it's nice to be able to have this conversation with you because I hadn't thought about that in a very long time, and it just popped up. So, and it is. It's so nice to just be able to talk about them. And
so, Amy Hardy here this morning. It had to be. I can't imagine when cancer goes away and then it comes back. How devastating that has to be.
It is, because you fight and you get that, you know, no evidence of disease, and it's a win.
Yeah,
you always kind of feel this in the back of your mind, like but you're happy, and then all of a sudden it is back, and it's a terrible
because you know what it was like. And they also tell you different times, initially when you have cancer, that if it comes back, it's harder to treat.
Yeah, and that, you know, the one that he initially had, the malignant rhabdoid tumor, like, nobody survived it. And the fact that we got to the point where he had no evidence of disease from that diagnosis was an absolute miracle. I do attribute my faith to a lot of that. When he ended up having to go through the bone marrow transplant, he had developed a secondary diagnosis called myelodysplastic syndrome. And that's when we had to do the bone marrow transplant. And then his immune system was shot. And that's when he had the virus that he couldn't get rid of because he couldn't take the steroids away to let his immune system kick in because it would ruin the transplant. So we were literally in a catch-22.
Wow.
And so that's when we were working on trying to get the medicine that was under FDA testing. So that was that time.
And that's when I first became acquainted with you, only by watching it on TV, because mm-hmm. we heard about we heard Josh's story, and you were on. Was it Nightline you were on, or you were on?
It's funny. I think the first one I was on was CNN.
CNN, but you were on. You were nationally, and you were so poised, and you were fighting for you were fighting to do, because they weren't gonna mm-mm. use the drug, and this was, you saw it as an opportunity to help Josh. And you became a real, you were a mom.
Yeah, no, it was an interesting time. It was a perfect storm of people calling in and give, you know, support. And then, you know, the fact that we were able to get on the news on a national level really helped the situation. It really was a miracle. I mean, there's no other way to say it. You just don't take on pharmaceutical companies and win.
No. Well, you know, the Hardy family in Fredericksburg took them on, and
it was more than the Hardy family. We didn't do it by ourselves.
Yeah. No, everybody. I know that the community just, and when this was going on, people that knew you would say to me, you've got to get to know this family. They're just, you know, they're incredible. Yeah. And it really was a time.
It was a time. And actually, one of my favorite stories actually was after, you know, we were home at this point. It was in the fall of 2014. And this young lady reached out to me on Facebook Messenger. And she's like, I just wanted to thank you. I had a liver transplant and my immune system was crashed too. And I had gotten caught the adenovirus and I wasn't doing well at all. And because of what you guys did to get Josh the medicine, I also got it. And what's really cool is that we became Facebook friends. I watched her go through high school. I watched her go to prom. I watched her graduate. I watched her go through college. And she's a nurse. And now she works at a ICU in a pediatric hospital handling transplants.
How about that?
Yeah. It's a great story. It's a really neat story. So
there's all those kinds of things that maybe this side of heaven you never know, but that you do know that one.
Yeah, that is one that really I love to share because it does give some purpose to everything we've gone through.
Boy, yeah, to see that kind of thing. And you became so, you were, I guess the going back and forth, especially after he got it, after it came back, had to be just... It was long.
It was long, and we were back and forth to the point that I feel like I have two hometowns, you know, Fredericksburg and Memphis. It was sad because we got, you know, we missed sporting events and things that the other boys were doing. So it was hard, and you take for granted, you know, you just not having a health issue to focus on within your family. You think day-to-day life, the grind is hard. How am I going to make dinner, or the house is a wreck, or this and that, and all of a sudden you have to start managing doctor's appointments and chemo and side effects and unexpected hospital stays and recovering from surgery, and it's a lot. And I'm going to bring it back around to the fairy godmother, because you know, when you are going through those things and you are trying to manage your house but do everything you can for your child, this is an organization that comes in and they provide meals for you. Or if you're having to travel a lot, they're going to give you gas cards. Mm-hmm. If you need work done around the house, they're going to come in and help you. And they have like I don't want to say a catalog, but they have different things you can choose from. Not all families that are going through pediatric cancer need the same thing.
Right.
And then as they have evolved as an organization, they have tried to tailor it individually for each family. And so I think what they do is a great service. And that's why we were having the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration on October 19th at Strangeways from 6 to 9.
Come, even if you've never met the Hardys, you never even heard of Josh, it's a great event to come to and make a donation to Fairy Godmother Project, you say, because they do so much.
They do. They do a lot. And it's just nice because it's a Fredericksburg homegrown organization that takes care of our community's families that have to go through this. And, you know, they say pediatric cancer is rare, but it doesn't feel rare. There's too many kids.
Too
many kids in our area that have, you know, are in treatment or they're surviving treatment or they didn't quite do well. Yeah. So Fairy Godmother tries to reach out to these families and provide really good services. So I do hope that you would come and make a donation. It's a fun night.
FGPinfo.org is the website for Fairy Godmother Project and the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 19th, 6 to 9 at Strangeways Brewery on Lansdowne Road. And we'll talk about more of that as we go along this morning. Quick break, Amy Hardy here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy in this morning as we talk about the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. It is October 19th at Strangeways Brewery on Lansdowne Road in Spotsylvania. It's on the Spotsylvania Fredericksburg line.
Yeah, I think it's technically 22401.
Okay, it is. Yes, because that sign is right after Lansdowne Road. So, Straight Joys Brewery in Fredericksburg on October 19th from 6 to 9. And again, even if you don't know the Hardys, never even heard of Josh, this is just a great fundraiser for Fairy Godmother Project that is doing so much in the area for kids, for families that have kids with pediatric cancer. FGPinfo.org, the website for that. So you have stayed really involved with, well, like you say, whether it's been Fairy Godmother or St. Jude or for the Ronald McDonald House in Memphis. You have really stayed and raised money and talk about all these organizations that helped you so much.
Well, it's not that I initially thought this is what I'm going to do. It just kind of just started happening. Like, going to the Ronald McDonald House was one of Josh's favorite places to go. Because it, you know, when you were staying there, you had your treatment issues, but you were generally could still play. You could still be a kid. And it was a place where there was no judgment, like the baldy head or if someone was in a wheelchair or, you know, the different challenges the kids battling cancer face. And they could just be kids. And the crafts and the bingo. That I should do bingo at the Josh party, because the bingo was something. Every kid walked out of there with two or three toys because of, you know, winning. And
yeah,
but he had such fond memories, and he would get a hold of the calendar and just like, okay, we're going to that, we're going to that. Oh, I got to get out, because he was inpatient. He said, I got to get out before this date so I can go to that. So he would plan his whole life around the Ronald McDonald House and their activities. And you know, I noticed when we were staying there that different rooms had children's names on them. And I, you know, after he passed away, I asked about that. And they said, well, you can dedicate a room. And it, you know, it's this amount for 1 year and this amount for 5 years. And so we started in January of 2017. We wanted to adopt a room for Josh. And the community, really, Fredericksburg was amazing. Like, the track coach at JM did a walk-a-thon. And just the preschool that he went to had an auction night. They had all the kids paint artwork, and they auctioned them off.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things. So from January 10th to, like, May, we raised $5,000. And they asked me what room I wanted to adopt. And I said, well, can we have the food pantry? Because Josh loved the pantry. It was just loaded with all your favorite junk food that you really don't want your kids to eat. But when they have no appetite because of chemo or whatever, you know, have at it. Whatever you want, go in there and get. And he just thought that was the greatest thing in the world, was to walk in there and get anything he wanted. And so when I asked if we could adopt that, they're like, sure. And then I was like, you know, I need it more than 1 year. And so I worked out an arrangement that if I raise a certain amount each year, it'll
keep it.
So as long as I'm living, I'm going to raise money. So as long as I'm living, his name is on that pantry.
Yeah.
So we usually do that at his birthday, like do a little fundraiser for that. But something else I noticed, they would always have 32-gallon trash cans filled with can tabs, sort of soda cans, adult beverage cans, whatever. And so I've become obsessed with collecting tabs. It raises about $2,000 to $6,000 a year for each individual Ronald McDonald House.
Oh.
And so that is our new tradition. On the anniversary of his passing, we collect tabs all year, and then we take it to, we've been going to the Charlottesville Ronald McDonald House, just because usually they're visiting the boys. So, but that's my new thing. I try to do stuff to keep those milestone days for being ordinary days. So the tab. So my neighbor got me these cool little tab earrings.
They are. Those are nice.
Yeah.
So. Well, and you and I always do a video on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing that now 4 or 5 years. And I don't even know. I think I had seen his birthday was coming up, and I just had said, do you want to talk about him? And you said, of course I do. So we pick a place downtown, but it has to, those times do have to be difficult birthday, you know, whether it's, you know, birthday or day of passing or just various.
Yeah, no, I know one of the things that a fairy godmother does for you on those milestone days is they have a volunteer that comes to your yard and puts out luminaries. And that's like, you know, especially if you can get up before the sunrise.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to look out there. Yeah. And somebody did that in memory of your son. And one year, something happened and they couldn't do it. And it just... I was like, I didn't have anything planned that day. And it really bothered me that it was just going to be an ordinary day of work and school and whatever. And I was like, no, I've got to set this day aside and do something special. And so that's where the tabs started coming in. And then his birthday, for whatever reason, and his immune system would never allow it, but he always wanted to go to Golden Corral and eat from that buffet, which is like the craziest thing in the world, but it had the chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
And so that's what we will do on his birthday or the anniversary of his passing. We go to Golden Corral and eat all the. But the first time we went in and Jude saw the chocolate fountain, I was like, oh, that's what that's about.
Yeah. What a great tradition, though.
Yeah. But just, it's neat. He had his special little places, his special little things. And we just, you know, it's like I'm living life for two. Like, I try to have my own things that I'm interested mm-hmm. in, I love to do, but I'm always looking for ways to just bring Josh into it. And so, whether it's the tabs or the Josh pantry, super cool thing that's happening this year for Josh's party. So Josh had a bone marrow transplant in 2014, and it was devastating that none of us in our family matched him. We all matched each other. We could all donate to each other, but none of us could donate to him. So we had to go to the registry, and there was one person that matched him, and we had one person in the whole registry. And she wasn't even 100% match. And so we went through everything, and you couldn't know anything about them until a year after that. So we were waiting for the year from the day of the transplant, and I called our transplant coordinator. I said, we want to know who she is. Does she want to know who we are? And they were like, we exchanged numbers, and I called her, and we talked, and, you know, we just told her how thankful we were, and we became Facebook friends, and she would send Josh gifts, and he painted her a picture and sent it to her, and, you know, we have this little relationship, but we've never met in person. She lives in California, and she's going to be on the East Coast next weekend. And so she's coming to his party, and I'm going to meet her in person for the first time.
Wow, how will that be?
Well, I hope she'll meet me before the party, because I don't know how badly my eyes are going to leak. So I'm excited about that. But that, you know, that just makes me – one of the things I'm trying to do this year at the Josh party is it used to be called Be the Match, and they've changed the name, which I can never – National Marrow Donor Program. So NMDP used to be the Match, but they said they got accused of being a dating site, so they changed their name, but I liked Be the Match way better. But anyway, I'm going to have a table there, hopefully, and if you would like to become a registered donor, they'll do your swab and – so that is our other organization that we're going to try to support.
Well, just the fact that you've been able to continue on and express your gratefulness for all that those organizations were able to do when you needed them.
Oh yeah, I mean that was huge, because we knew we needed the transplant, and to not have a donor was a very difficult time, very difficult. So. She was a blessing. And it was funny. I was talking to her in preparation of her coming. And she said, I had just, you know, done the swab to, you know, register 3 months before you guys called me. I was like, 3 months. You could have opted not to go that day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just one of those things. So I really want to encourage people to be registered. You could be someone's miracle.
It's a good message for people to it's easy to do, and who knows, you might be able to really have an impact on somebody's and some family.
I would love to be a donor. Gosh, I'm just waiting.
I know, I've done those things too, and I never have, and I've thought the same thing, because you hear some people would say I wouldn't want to do that, and I've always thought I would.
I'd give anything to do it. I'd drop everything and go.
I've had the same thought. So I mean, you and I sit here. I mean, it's wonderful that we sit and we talk about this. So many people have, because a lot of people will say to me, "How do you talk to how do you talk to families?" And every family's different.
Yeah.
Some can, some can't. But I know if people don't need to be afraid to come up to you and say Josh's name.
Oh, I love it. I know there are people that would prefer not to, but I do feel like most parents that have lost a child want. The child's legacy to keep going. So I think it's a safe thing to do. And it's okay if you're crying when you're talking to them. I felt terrible when it first happened. I had gotten to the point where I was almost a little steeled. And people would come up and they would start crying. And then I was like, it's okay. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you came up and talked to me. And it doesn't matter what you say or how you say it. It just, don't be afraid to...
Yeah.
To talk to someone that has experienced a loss. They need you more than you realize.
And I'm sure over the years, either people that have had pictures or stories that have told you things, you just would latch on to something like that and, a new story.
Yeah, no, if you have a story of Josh that, and maybe I've heard it 5 times, I don't care, I'd love for you to tell me again. I recently posted something on Facebook, and he was a baseball dad. He had a Virginia Tech sweatshirt on one day, and Josh walked up to him and was like, "They're terrible. I don't know why you're wearing that." And he loved sports trash talk, and they would banter back and forth about between UVA and Virginia Tech all the time. And he mentioned that in a post, and I'm like, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate you telling me that story."
Yeah,
it was perfectly timed.
Well, and when he was interested in sports, here I can, some of the pictures I remember you'd see in the paper. He was always, he'd have a Nationals jersey on or something, or, something else. And then when you were in Memphis, I learned more. I became a Memphis Grizzlies fan just because I would see things that you would be posting that, he'd be at Grizzlies games.
Yeah, the Grizzlies were really kind to St. Jude families. They were always coming on the campus and meeting with the families. And there was one particular player that was brave enough to come into the ICU. And the ICU, and seeing a child in the ICU and all the lines and everything. And this guy came in and sat down with Josh and just had a conversation with him. And they developed a friendship. He would FaceTime him randomly, and he would answer the phone and talk to Josh. I mean, the Grizzlies were a great organization. Yeah. But, he loved his sports, and we became huge Memphis Grizzly fans, huge Memphis Redbirds fans, which translated into St. Louis Cardinals. And so he does. He loved his sports.
I think I saw an updated picture the other day. Whenever you take family pictures, you have a cutout of Josh. Do you have a couple of cutouts?
We have one that...
there's like a superhero one.
Yeah, there's a superhero one that I had made for the event. And I'm to the point now where I really like to use that one because he's taller and I feel like he'd be taller now. but there was one, and I always... it was how he was when we last, had him healthy at home, but he had steroid face and he's kind of puffy and he's short, and he'd probably really yell at me that I... use that one.
Someday I'll have a conversation.
Yeah. Someday. Mom. As soon as I cross those pearly gates, he's mom.
Mom.
We got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, a lot to talk about.
The flat Josh, I call him.
I've
gotten mixed reviews over the years about that. Some people are really disturbed by it, and some people are like, oh, that's great.
But, I think it is, to me. It just shows you still are...
We're still a family.
Yeah, he's right.
We're a family, and that's like a question, like frequently when you meet somebody new, like, do you have any children? How many do you have? And I have this whole thing go through my head, like, can they handle what I'm going to tell them? Should I just say 3? I always say 4, and then I try to always say 4.
You're right.
And but then I just don't want to upset someone new that I've met, because it's a bit shocking and they don't know what to do, and usually the conversation dissipates. And so you do. And I think I've talked to other families and they all have the same thought run through their head before they answer that question. And it's I don't know, it's just one of those things you have to work through yourself.
Amy Hardy here this morning. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is the 19th, October 19th at Strange Ways Brewery on Lansdowne Road from 6 to 9. We'll talk about that when we wrap it up this morning.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Hardy here this morning. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is October 19th at Strange Ways Brewery on Lansdowne Road, 6 to 9. Anybody can come. Make a donation to the Fairy Godmother Project. Fairy Godmother came after we dealt with pediatric cancer, and just the things that they can provide you in this area. Just a great organization, and thank you for raising money for them for this.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. Sometimes I think of this area. There's a lot of people that grew up here, and they have family, you know, that can help them with meals or be that extra set of hands. But it's actually a pretty transient area, and like, you'll have families that move here that don't know a soul, and to manage the throes of, you know, treatment and trying to hold on to a job and paying bills, and there's so much added. And then, you know, Fairy Godmother is just that extra set of helping hands for whatever you need. And I think one of the moms that said, she goes, Fairy Godmother gives you more time with your child. So it's just it frees you up so that you can be there present, take some of those responsibilities off your plate. And it is a great organization, and I do like the idea of having this superhero party in Josh's name to benefit the other families that come behind us so that they can have that extra set of hands.
It's for all ages. You got activities for kids. I know last year I saw all kinds of families would come and would play. We'd be playing the games. And there's no other party in Fredericksburg that does a cakewalk.
Yeah, the cakewalk is a big success. I love that part about it. But it's definitely fun for, it's kid friendly, adult friendly. I always say that. But it's funny because a lot of the people that do come are from our various stages of life. Our baseball families, our football families, maybe families that we met while we were in treatment. I mean, now we have, you know, we go to the gym. So I think there's a community from the gym that comes. So, and it's never really 100% been the same group of people that come every year. It has evolved. It's really neat to see who comes.
I came last year for the first time. I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll be back.
All right.
And the other thing, as you talk about these things, we all know families that are impacted by these kinds of things. And if you do know somebody, reach out and see what little thing you can do, even if it's just a little small thing as a friend or a neighbor.
It can be
impactful.
Yeah, those gestures of kindness, from bringing over brownies or maybe cutting their grass when we have a neighbor, Mr. Grennan. He was always cutting our grass or trimming our hedges or taking our trash. I mean, he would just
are things you can't always do.
Yeah, and he took all our pets and took care of them because we had to keep the house really clean. The bad thing is when the pet went over, it didn't come back. It just stayed there.
I can see that. So just those little things, and especially with something like this, come to this. Make a donation to Fairy Godmother Project, because every year you've been able to give them a big check, and it helps with what they do. And again, it really is a chance for you all to say thanks.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great opportunity to thank all these organizations that supported us when we were in treatment. And we do. It's been good for my soul to be able to continue to do these things.
Well, thanks for wanting to come in and do these things. You and I get together a couple times a year. I see you a couple times a year. We do this, and it's great to hear the Josh stories. I regret that I never met him.
Well, I really do appreciate that you allow me to come on and talk about him. It's a bigger gift than you could ever imagine.
Oh, it's wonderful, and hopefully there's a big turnout on October 19th at Strange Ways Brewery, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 19th at Strange Ways. It's from 6 to 9. Amy Hardy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And speaking for the rest of the community, we just give you a big hug and thank you and your family.
I'm hugging you back.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Hardy this morning. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.